Okay, this is Two Jerks, One Vote. It is a podcast. Jerkatorium is judging Spin Tunes 23. This podcast, we're judging round one. And Spin Tunes, of course, is an elimination contest for songwriters. And we are Jerkatorium. My name's Ryan, or Jerky McJerkface, or The Jerk, or sometimes Hanky Code, or sometimes half of all the robots, half of Jerkatorium, half of Matchy Matchy. The half of Matchy Matchy that I am is Matchy. And with me today, we don't have a guest, but we have the other jerk in the Two Jerks, One Vote.
Hi there.
And the other half of Jerkatorium, this is Chumpy.
Hello, I am Chumpy, also known as Chumpy Wumpikins. I am half of Jerkatorium and the Matchy half of Matchy Matchy.
Yeah, okay.
We are songwriters. We compete in Spin Tunes. We won Spin Tunes 13. And we also are regular contestants at songfight.org, where you're given a song title and you have a week or so to write a song with that title. People on the internet vote, and if you accumulate the most votes at the end of the voting period, you get fake internet points and bragging rights.
That's right. Songfight.org is one that anybody can vote on. You don't have to register or anything. You just go there and vote. And you, same thing with submissions. You can go to songfight.org to submit. This one that we're doing today is Spin Tunes, and it happens maybe twice a year. Songfight.org, there's new titles about every 10 days or so, but Spin Tunes, it's about twice a year, and you can find information about it at spintunescontest.blogspot.com. Spin Tunes Contest is all one word. But yeah, at blogspot.com. And you can find some information about it there. You can also find information about all of these at the forum, the Songfight Bulletin Board at songfight.org. All right, that's way too much information for the six people that are going to listen to this.
Now, Ryan, what are we up to today? How many songs are we going to be talking about today?
I think we're going to be talking about 34 songs.
That's a lot of songs.
Or maybe, let's call it 33 and a half songs. I think the last song is not really a song. I think they call it a skit. I think it's maybe not even a full skit.
We can probably include it in its entirety in the podcast.
Yes, exactly. I think that what we're going to do is we're going to go by the order that is on the website right now. On Bandcamp right now, and it'll get shuffled around after the rankings come through, but right now it's in the order that they were submitted to the Emperor of Spin Tunes. And that means that we're going to start. Oh, wait, before we start, let me get a chance to just yammer for a little while.
Oh, one thing I would like to mention is if you want to listen to the songs, you can find them at spintunes.bandcamp.com.
That's right.
And that will usually get you to the most current round of Spin Tunes.
Yeah. And then you can check out the other songs too, the other rounds. But yeah, do you have anything you want to rant about, Chumpy?
I might, but why don't you go first?
Okay. All right. The first thing that I want to do is to apologize about the previous podcast. The previous was a Grand Parade. It was a 6-hour long podcast about a competition that was 100 songs. And what I want to apologize is about the quality. You know, we more or less consciously decided to relax a little bit because we don't have all that many listeners. And so we just sort of sat back and said, well, it kind of doesn't matter what microphones people use. And we'll just sort of run with it and we won't edit very much. And I think the result is that it was, you know, the product was difficult to listen to. And so we're going back to condenser microphones, and we're going back to, you know, I'll be editing as much as I can in the kind of time frame that I have for it. Also, usually we have guests. For this one, we're not going to have a guest just because of the time constraints and because of the, you know, we have a lot of songs to listen to and things like that. Also, just a quick mention, you know, typically what happens is one of the judges is going to be the the winner of the previous Spin Tunes. And the winner of the previous Spin Tunes of Spin Tunes 22 was an artist named Ironbark. But somehow they're not judging this round, and I'm not entirely sure why. I know that when Micah asked us to be, Micah is the emperor of Spin Tunes. When he asked us to judge, he said he was in a bind, that we were the very, very bottom of the barrel, that we were the last people he would ever come to, but everybody else was busy or had family emergencies. But I'm just half kidding about that.
Not the first choice.
Yes, yes. He said he went through the entire phone book, and I think it's just a little strange. You know, he did mention that at least one of the people had a very legit personal conflict with it, so it could, I'm going to suggest it might have been that one. But usually we have the previous champion, and this time we don't. We do have a couple of Songfight champions who are judging this round, including Jerkatorium. There's Edric Haleen, who is also a previous Spin Tunes champ. He is judging too. But yeah, I just wanted to mention that it's a little strange that we're not doing that. Let's see. Did you have anything, John?
Let's talk a little bit about what we as judges asked the contestants to do this round.
Okay.
So I believe this is a subject matter song. We wanted the contestants to write a song about a miscommunication or a misunderstanding.
That's right.
And in my mind, I want that to be the central tenet of the song. That's sort of what I expect as a judge. How do you feel about it? Is that what you're thinking too? You expect to, it's the challenge is to communicate a situation or, you know, something that brings to your mind, oh, this is a story about a misunderstanding, or these are the consequences of miscommunication, or somehow engaging or exploring the topic?
Sort of, yeah. I'm also very much in the mind that the challenge itself, the prompt, is just a box to check. And honestly, some of these songs that are coming up, I think some of these were just songs that people wrote, and then later on they tried to reinterpret how they could claim that it was about a miscommunication.
Yeah, they backed their way into it.
Yeah, just a real tenuous sort of like, well, yeah, it's a... And you could say that, you know, any song about a breakup, you know, and that's like half of the songs in the universe are about a breakup, you know, that could be about a miscommunication. There's a lot of just sort of different ways that you could go that way. But in general, I don't mind what anybody did with it.
Yeah,
I do have, I think, a couple of notes that ask, I don't know exactly how this fits in with the prompt, but it doesn't matter.
I mean, we're not going to disqualify anyone for failing to have complete loyalty and fidelity to the prompt, but yeah. I think it will influence the judging. If you have a hard time figuring how you feel about the song, it's an easy way out for a judge. And I'm speaking from personal experience.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think nobody's going to get disqualified this round, except maybe one. But yeah, future rounds, absolutely. We will totally, totally disqualify songs based on them not meeting the challenge. But this is so kind of, you know, the whole prompt itself is a little widely interpretable, I think.
It's squishy on purpose, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, a lot of the other judges that we've kind of been chatting with don't care.
Yep.
And that's fine.
That's fine. All right, I think we're ready to start.